You will feel lighter and will want that feeling to go on and on. You'll develop a disdain for anything that is not loved or needed. You'll walk through a store and not want anything on the shelves because, really, you are satisfied. Yes, you may go shopping to purchase a new pair of sandals because yours are worn out, but you won't buy them in every color, and you won't come home with a matching shirt and skirt to match because you are satisfied. This is where I live now. Yes, I still have my clutter battles, but they've been downgraded from clutter wars. And I want you to join me on the less cluttered side of life. I'm here to tell you my stories, along with a few from Sherry and other friends, and to play the good cop, bad cop of your clutter crimes. Sherry tells me that I'm the cheerleader who says, "You can do it! And look how awesome your life could be if you did this one simple thing." And she's the one who says, "Here's what you need to stop doing. And here's the truth that's going to hurt, but you'll be better for it." Both of these are useful approaches when it comes to dealing with clutter. Sometimes you need the tricks and tips that will get you up and motivated. You need someone to tell you that, yes, this is possible. Others have gone before you, and you will survive. You need someone to give you a vision for what your life can be after the clutter is cleared. I don't want to overlook the fact that clearing out stuff is hard work, both physically and emotionally. You need someone who is going to remind you of all the benefits of living in a clutter-free home. Wow, look at all the peace that's waiting for you on the other side of that stack of Oprah magazines. Look how much better life is when you can find clean underwear every day. Isn't it amazing when you don't have to move piles of mail in order to fix a sandwich? But we need balance. We need to be reminded of the things we need to stop doing. One of Sherry's favorite video clips is a Mad TV skit where Bob Newhart is the therapist and his only piece of advice consists of two words: stop it! Sherry has spent a lot of time in self-reflection and God-reflection figuring out the things she had to just stop doing. Sadly, having Bob Newhart yelling "stop it!" at you is not all that's required. Sherry is also, with a lot of love, a truth teller. Someone who tells you the truth with love, that's a friend. Someone who just tells you the truth, that's a jerk. She discovers hard truths about herself and then changes old behaviors. And because she and I are seeking the same answers, she shares them with me. It's the hard work of change, but it's the lasting work of change. I've also asked my author friend, Erin McPherson, to jump in on the discussion to talk about the reality of clutter in the midst of family life. She's living the clutter battle as she raises three kids, all preschool and elementary age, and she has real advice to share in the midst of Legos and Barbie accessories. So realize that the advice in this book is not coming from women who have never struggled. We will be open and candid with you about our own clutter journeys, not to show you how far we've come, but to show you how close you are to the good stuff that lies beyond the piles. And we'll also give you the honest, this will work truth and advice you need to cut the clutter and regain a foothold in a simple, meaningful, and less stressed life. And the one thing that all of us would like to tell you, when it comes to dealing with your stuff, peace is possible. You can do this. Part 1. Uncovering the Cost of Clutter. Chapter 1. Why Your Home is Cluttered. Yes, there are lazy people out there who simply watch TV instead of dealing with the clutter around them. But I'm guessing that's not you. If you've picked up a book to help you deal with your clutter, I can pretty much guarantee your issue is not laziness. But knowing we aren't lazy about the situation and fixing the situation are two different things. By clutter, I mean anything that is in your home that hasn't earned the right to be there, or it has earned the right but hasn't found its permanent home. As I drilled down on my own clutter issues and discussed it with others who have struggled with the same, I began to recognize patterns that emerge in most of us. Some of these I was totally unconscious of until I started to not just work on my clutter, but to look more closely at the real reasons behind my clutter. What I discovered are 9 everyday actions that were causing my clutter. If you recognize these...